Oh, okay. I guess it's just gonna start recording now.
Alright. It's like it knows. Like, as soon as we put it in the car mount, it just starts recording. Hello, everyone! Welcome to forgot the name of our podcast for a second. The Morning Ride with Tate and Chris.
The Chris and Tate of Ride the Morning.
Yes, we ride the morning sun across the sky until it's no longer morning.
Speaking of the sky, it is depressing today.
Yeah, literally, there is no sun in the sky. It is all clouds, and it looks like the cloud is just ready to piss on all of us.
Yeah, and it's cold. It's like 47 degrees tonight.
That's just you being a pussy.
It's just me being a flirting.
Yeah, pretty much.
Our shower got fixed. My shower got fixed finally, so now I have hot water. So this morning was really nice when I took a shower.
Okay.
I don't know. Dude, I was like, I actually did shit over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
And I'm happy.
So what'd you do?
I did a lot of driving, that's for sure.
Oh, nice, nice.
On Saturday, I don't even remember where we were driving through. We did some shopping, so we drove to, like, Trader Joe's or something. I don't even remember what the fuck we did. I completely forgot.
I did so much, but I don't remember what it was.
The thing that I can remember for sure is that I drove us all the way to St. Augustine.
Hey, nice.
But then there was a boat show going on. So you know the bridge that that leads to the school of the deaf and blind?
Yeah.
That entire road was just clogged up.
Oh, that's fun.
And we were stuck there for 30 minutes. And I was like, all right, you know what? My mom was like, all right, let's just turn around.
Yeah, so
I pulled into this one neighborhood and just, like, turned all the way around, and we just drove all the way back.
Fun.
So I, like, drove down A1A in the dark with, like, fog coming from the ocean, and it was, like, really spooky, but we made it back. I ate Sierra Grill, and I kind of regret that now because I ate, like, chicken nachos. Which is just, like, nachos covered in, like,
chicken.
Four different types of cheeses, chicken, and, like, baked beans.
Uh-huh.
And,
Are you telling me I should roll down the windows for this podcast?
No, because I already got everything out.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
Essentially, there's, like, these mild, salsas that I took. Not mild, but, like, hot salsas that I took. And with some jalapenos, and I ate the chicken nachos with that hot stuff. And this morning, I kind of faced the repercussions. It's kind of weird though, because I ate it on Saturday, and then yesterday
you were fine, and then this morning you weren't.
I was fine yesterday. I had like a few farts that smelled really bad, but that was about it.
God.
But then today, I just felt like the gut pain of that hot shit. Just
fun.
Like in my gut, and I was like, oh, this is bad. This is really bad.
Real fun.
But I took care of that, so...
Okay.
So, I'm most likely not gonna be all farty today.
Okay. Nice. Can we talk about the fact that boy has a bumper sticker that looks like a fidget spinner in front of us?
What
you see it
say?
Too, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what the...
I know what
Florida
it's...
written on it.
Oh, looks like a fidget spinner. But, like, while spinning, you know? It looks like it's in spin motion.
No. I don't see it.
No?
No.
No? Okay.
I didn't really come up with a topic. I was actually thinking about topics all day yesterday, but I was just...
I wasn't. All day yesterday, I was sleeping. I had the actual... Like, I had a pretty rough weekend. I had a pretty rough weekend. There we go. But I don't feel like talking about it, so we're not. I'm not going to.
Like, what happened, buddy? Like, how?
Basically, I had a rowing thing on Saturday, so we drove down Friday night to Tampa. Rowing thing on Saturday, it just did not go well for me. It was not my finest day. And then stuff happened. I lost my wallet. The whole entire day didn't have my wallet. Turns out someone found it on the ground near the porta pots, which thank God. Thank God someone found it. Everything's still in there as far as I know. What else? Just a lot of bad stuff. I got home at like 3 in the morning. Or at least it felt like it. Probably actually got home closer to 2, but regardless. Then I had work all the way until midnight last night. And I didn't get home until like 12:30. So that was fun. I don't know. It's just been rough. I didn't do a lot this weekend that was for my actual own personal stuff. I felt like I should have been doing homework or at least something along those lines, but I wasn't.
I attempted the math textbook questions.
Oh, yeah.
I finished one page and then gave up on the rest.
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, I do not have time for this.
I don't understand how, like, seven different textbook pages of all this confusing-ass factoring shit is supposed to be helpful. Due on, like, Monday, and how
it's supposed to be due today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think she said all the textbook pages were due today. I don't know.
Oh, well, I honestly do not care.
I was also thinking about, like yesterday when I was thinking about the topics, I was kind of thinking about, like, I wonder if everything that Anchor does for us isn't, like, automated. If there's, like actual people that, like, that work for Anchor that have to listen to our podcasts in order to ensure, like, sponsorships and, like, publication and stuff like that. Like, they listen to what we say.
Dude, I don't know. That'd be kind of weird.
That'd be really weird. If you're working for Anchor,
give us a call.
Hi, how are you doing? Today we don't really have a topic. I don't know.
Let's talk about,
I don't know, man.
Let's talk about, okay, no. Remember when we were driving home on Wednesday, and Victor said, or objects mortal, or objects immortal because they're inanimate, and I said, wait, no, that's not right, because phones technically are mortal because they can die, right?
Wait, are objects immortal?
Yeah. No, are objects immortal or mortal? You feel?
Well, I think if you were to classify something as mortal...
It has to have life, right?
It has to have life, which is biological.
But, however, a phone can die. So, therefore, is a phone mortal?
I don't know. It's like, it's made of the same, like, element makeup as, like, a lot of other things. And I feel like...
But it can die!
But, like, a phone's not biological. It's all metal and...
But it can die! It can... Like, a phone can die!
But there's, like... I don't know.
It's literally just an argument to confuse the actual shit out of people.
That, like... I didn't... Fuck. Hey, I may have aced biology and chemistry, but that's something I just don't really, that I can't really argue about, because to me, whatever you consider mortal or
is something
immortal,
that can die. It has life qualities and it can die. Therefore, yeah, a phone is mortal.
No, it has to have, like, a biological process of, but wait, a phone already does that. I was gonna say, it requires a biological process of intaking energy, using that energy to maintain homeostasis, and then release that energy. And I forgot, you know, phones already do that. You plug it into your charger, the phone takes in energy, and then it uses that energy, and then it expels it as heat. So I don't know. It's a very confusing argument.
There you go. All right, everyone. Phone's a living thing. Thank you for listening to our podcast. That's going to be enough.
But, I mean, even then, you can revive a phone.
You can, exactly.
But you can't revive a human being if it's been dead for, like if a human has died for a while.
Hold on. No, you can still revive a human if it's been dead for a while. I'm pretty sure we have the technology to do that. However, I'm pretty sure that's just considered inhumane, so we just decide not to.
Well, I mean, like, I think once the human body dies, like, things continue to work. Like, the gut still works, your nails and hair keep growing, but I think, like, everything else begins to break down. But, and if, like, if you keep a dead body for a while...
I'm saying, obviously, if it's been a while... But I'm pretty sure there's a way you can restart the human body. All you gotta do is just give the heart a good little shake.
And then you need to replace a lot of things. Because the body's been inactive for, like, a long time. And then, like, things break down. And then all of a sudden, hey, look, you're revived again. They'll feel, like, immense pain or something, right? Because, like, things will be broken. And they'll be like, why'd you bring me back, you fucker? I was enjoying life outside of the simulation. So we do live in a simulation. Oh, no, I was supposed to say that. No. You weren't supposed to know that. No, not yet. And then he just dies. Just like out of nowhere, he just dies again. You're like, what?
Nah, he didn't die. It just he found out a way to take off the goggles. And then all of a sudden,
he just disintegrates into a bunch of pixels. Like, just like in front of you. You just don't see it happen. He withers away. Like what happens in Avengers. Avengers Infinity War.
Mr. Doctor, I don't feel so good. No, no, wait! You've been a scientific breakthrough! Oh, it just dies.
withers away, turns into ash, flies away against the wall. Like, his ashes just, like, fly away, like, hit the wall and just get stuck, and they're like, I think the ashes need to get out. They open the doors and the ashes go flying out the door. And it just, like, goes down the hallways and out the exit.
Melt into the atmosphere.
It just flies away into the sky, and we're just watching it like, huh.
What?
So that's what happens when people die.
That's what happens when they take off the goggles.
When people die, they just turn into ashes and then just, like, float away into the sky. Like, if you're trapped inside of a building and you die, you just turn into ashes and fly against, like, a wall or something. Until someone opens the door for your ashes, and then you go flying out into the sky.
Nah, you gotta go through, like, the air vent or something like that.
Go through the air conditioning to get out. Technology has allowed us to go this far.
Could you imagine when you died? Instead of, like, being turned into ash or something like that, could you imagine just, like, when you die, no matter what age you are, all of a sudden you just sit up and just say, guys, I think I'm dead, and you just fall back down and just die.
What if, like...
Like, you acknowledge the fact that you're dead before you die, and then you die.
What if you died and then just, like, slowly started morphing into, like, a random-ass object? Like... You're in the morgue, your body's just laying there. The guys who work in the morgue are coming by, they're checking all the bodies, they're looking at the tag on your foot, and they're like, okay, died of whatever, age 18, okay. And then, like, as soon as
died
they check...
Died of suicide, age 18, that's gonna be me.
They start writing down the notes, they turn around, then they turn back, and they see just, like, a random bar stool, like, where the body used to be.
Turn around, they turn back again, and it's the body again, he's like, wait a minute.
He, like, looks at his partner, he's like, why is there a bar still here? He looks back and it's just like, now it's like a couch. It's just like, wait, hold on, what's happening?
Every time you look away, there's another, they turn into another object.
It's like he looks at the other bodies. Oh, that's a banana. Wait, why is that an iPhone? What's happening? Where's all the bodies?
Could you imagine if you found a dead body that turned into iPhone? You take the iPhone. As soon as you get the iPhone out of your sights, it turns back into a dead body. So you have your iPhone in your pocket, you put it in, as soon as you look back, all of a sudden you're just like, whoa, my pocket just got omega ripped, and there's a dead body laying like 3 feet behind you. It's like, what?
It's like you have your phone out, and then, like, someone trips you, and, like, your phone goes flying, and you're like, hey, what the fuck, you look at them, and then you look back, and you see a dead body just, like, rolling around on the ground, you're like, whoa, what?
FBI!
It's like every object in your house was originally a dead body.
Oh, and then, like, for it just always changes.
Yeah, you, like, you turn around, and you turn back, and everything's just different, and you see, like, a dead body in the corner, you're like, what?
Dave, I told you! Only objects!
Sorry. It's not even dead bodies, it's just actual people. Just, like, who have, like, this, like, weird dysmorphic mutation where they, like, can turn into any object, but it happens at random.
It only happens when someone looks at them, makes eye contact, looks away, and then looks back.
Yeah.
That's how you trigger it.
And whenever someone turns back from an object into a human being, they're, like, unconscious, so you think they're dead? but they're not. They're just actually sleeping. So it's like you're like in your house, and there's like a coffee mug on a table, like next to your couch or whatever.
You pour a cup of coffee in it, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you look away, and you look back, and all of a sudden, there's just a guy sitting at your table, just like naked, like, dude, why is there hot coffee on me, and why am I here?
No, it's like. It's like there's an end table next to your couch, and you have like a coffee mug there, and you're like looking at it, and you're like, I should fill that up with water again. And then you like turn around to go into the kitchen, and then you just hear a bunch of like, you hear everything crashing. Like you hear the end table falling over. There's like a lamp on it or something. It just like falls over. You hear a bunch of crashing, and then you look back, and you're like, what the fuck? And you just see a body just like all tangled up in the end table, just like. The guy's face is just staring at you, and he's like, can I get help? And you're just like, who are you? And where did you come from?
I just bought this yesterday!
I just got this table at an auction yesterday for $50. Where did you come from?
Skate it!
What if for, like, a really large object, it's just multiple people that make it up?
Oh, so like, dude, I don't even want to think about that.
What if it's, like, a trailer park, like, mobile house?
It's like five people. Yeah. All of a sudden you're living in the house. All of a sudden you go out to go to work, whatever. You come back and all of a sudden there's just five people laying where your house should be.
It's not even like five people, it's like 20 people.
Oh my god.
Just 20 random people. Like you leave your house, you get into your car.
Well, I don't know. If one person can make up a couch, then I think five people can make up a mobile home.
But a mobile home is like pretty big. If you think about it, it's like a giant like truck trailer.
Yeah, true. Let's call it like 10.
Sure.
Oh yeah, that'll work.
It's like you're
that'd probably make it even better though if it was 20, because you just see 20 people lying on the ground, just looking really confused.
It's like you leave your house, you get into your car, you go to work or something, and you come back and you just see a bunch of people laying just on the ground, like all flopped over each other. Just like everyone's like naked too, like you have no idea what the hell's happening, your house is gone, all your furniture is like laying around, scattered about, and all you just see is all these random people just like tangled into each other. So you're just like, Who are these people?
What happened to my house? Who are these people? I have so many questions going through my mind right now.
You like walk up to them, you kick one of them, and they wake up, and then they start screaming, and then all of them start screaming.
They start screaming in like tongues or something like that. And then they just go back to the house.
You're just like, you start panicking, and you like turn around, and you like, you're like trying to like cover yourself, and then you turn back around, and it's just the house is back.
Dude, I would not want to live there anymore.
I would not either.
Could you imagine? You're driving on the road, right? Like, on the freeway. And you turn around, and you're, like, towing your house, right? Or, like, if it's a mobile home. You turn around, look to see if it's there. Turn around, all of a sudden, you just hear a lot of, like, screeching tire noises. And, like, screaming. You turn around again, and you see a bunch of people just scattered across the road. Like, some of them ran over.
You feel the entire car, like, vibrating. You're like, what the hell? And you look back, and you just see, like, your house is gone off the trailer. And you see all these bodies flopping around onto the highway. And you're like, what the hell?
Oh my god, dude. As awful as that would be, that's pretty funny. It's like, wait, what? Since when is my house like a bunch of people? What?
God, I would not want to live in a universe.
Yeah, I would not want to live anymore. I don't even care. That is not humane.
Like you wouldn't know what is a human being and what is an object. Like I could be playing with my phone, and I could put it on a table, and then all of a sudden look back, and it's just like an old lady, just like laying there, like, where is my cane? Where am I? And you're just like, what's happening? That would be so spooky.
Could you imagine if, like, a celebrity...
Any random person in the world. They, like, get snatched from where they are in reality.
Yeah.
And then they get, like, they're unconscious. But then when they wake up, they're, like, in your possession. Because they were one of your objects, and then they turned into a human. And it's, like...
No. I feel like it would have to be, like, a birth defect, you know? So it's, like... So a celebrity has this birth defect, right? Call it, like, an actor or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's on set, right? and he's just doing whatever. All of a sudden, like, it's part of the scene to make direct eye contact with that person. And then as soon as he looks away, he transforms into, like, something. Something completely irrelevant to the movie. Like, you're in, like, it's like a James Bond movie. You're looking at the, like, it's the new James Bond who has the defect. You look at him, all of a sudden he turns into, like, a sword. He's
like, just falls on the ground, makes a little, like a loud little clank. Metal clank.
Hey, my buddy, wake up!
What if you just, like, bought a new Christmas tree for, like, $120? Like, a big, big, thick Christmas tree?
You hang all the ornaments and stuff, right? You put all the ribbons on it. You got the big star on top. You stand back. You look at it. Turn away. Walk backwards. Look back. And all of a sudden, it's a person with a bunch of ornaments in them. It's like, whoa!
So you finally set up this Christmas tree after, like, a few hours. And you're like, oh, it's already done. Now what? Like, you have, like, a bunch of kids or whatever, you're ready, like, to put presents underneath the tree, and you're like, now my kids are gonna be happy, they're gonna be like, yay, we have a Christmas tree up! And you turn away, you go to the kitchen, you come back, and you just see this, like, giant, naked, fat man, like, with all these ornaments on him, and he's looking around, and he's like, where am I? What's happening? And you're just like, who are you? And what happened to my tree? And he's just like, I don't know.
I don't know! Could you imagine if it was someone from a foreign country? He doesn't even speak your language. Let's go in Japanese just because it sounds the closest to gibberish from English. Or like any Asian country, rather. So you're just like, I don't know. You're decorating like a dresser or something like that. You put all your clothes in it, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're going to work. You come back. All of a sudden, there's just this Japanese man curled up on the ground with all your clothes on it, and like everything that's on that was on the dresser, just all on the ground. Just like, well, sir, hello, what happened to my dresser? And he just goes, Shinnu-no-shiro-ga. And it's like, what? Excuse me?
It's like every item that you own, if it has some kind of cultural reference to it, like if it's from some sort of
culture, it changes. Yeah. Oh, dude.
It's like that's what the kind of person would turn into. Like, so if you have a dresser and you fill it up with like popular Korean clothing or something, like some kind of popular Korean brand.
Yeah.
And then you come back and you just see this like dressed up Korean guy. He's like K-pop or some shit like that. He's just staring at you, and you're both just kind of like exchanging eye contact. But he's used to it, and you're used to it. Like he's used to being like transformed into objects, mm-hmm. and you're used to seeing people being transformed. So you both just kind of stare at each other and just nod, and then just like walk away.
This again.
Just like, yeah. You probably don't speak any English, but I'm just gonna walk away. And he just like says like some kind of like weird thing in Korean, and then you walk out and you come back and the dress is back.
Could you imagine if you met, like, the love of your life through this? Like, I don't know. You're using, like, some random household object. All of a sudden, you look away, you turn back, and it's, like, a really pretty girl, and you're just like,
oh. I believe in Malcolm.
Wait a second. So, like, after all these years, you get, like, you all get married or something like that, and all of a sudden, like, on your honeymoon or something really random, you're about to go to bed, and all of a sudden, you're just like, Honey, where'd you go? Hello?
No, it's like on the wedding day.
On the wedding day,
you're getting ready to get married, she comes, like, you're both at the thing, and then, like, you look at the crowd to look at your parents, and you're like, yeah, I did it, and then you look back, and you're like,
You're holding a glove. You're just holding a glove.
Like a gardening glove.
No, not even a gardening glove. It'd be like an actual wedding glove, just like there, and then all of a sudden she just turned into like I don't know.
She turns into a she turned into like a bar stool.
Turns into the chairs like from one of the people like one of the people are sitting on.
A bench. No. You like look over at your parents and you're like, yes, I did it. And then you just hear like crashing. Like you hear the priest like at the in front of you guys. You hear him like crashing and falling down, making some kind of groaning sound. And you look back at him and you see this giant bench that just appeared. And like the bench actually just hit the priest and he fell over. And you're just like, what?
Excuse
no!
Excuse me. God, that would be awful. And then you'd be like, oh no, my wife just turned into a bench.
It's like someone in the crowd who's used to being in, like, who's used to being turned into objects. He's like, no, just look away, just look away. She'll turn back, and you're just like, what? You look over at him, you look back, and she's there again.
Dude, I don't know if I could live a life like that.
I would not be able to live a life like that.
Like, you're just trying to live happily with your wife, and she could be, like, the perfect girl, but then all of a sudden, you're just kind of like, you have to, every time you look away from you, you have to look at her, and then look back to turn her back to normal.
I would hate that. What if you had that genetic disorder, too, but you didn't know? And every time that it happened, you were always, like, unconscious, and your brain did not, like, collect memories of it. So, like, you'll be sleeping one day, and you'll, like, wake up in the morning, you'll be, like, all well and rested, and then, like, you'll be walking down the street, and then some person will approach you, and they'll just be like, what? That's the guy, and you're just kind of, like, you're, like, kind of uneasy, you're like, what's happening here, right? Why are people looking at
you? Then he looks away, he looks back, and then all of a sudden, an hour later, you don't know it's an hour later, but it'll seem like time just kind of skipped, you'd be like, oh, where am I? And you're, like, in the hospital or something like that. He's like, sir, you're in the middle of the street. You turned into a parking meter sign. Yeah,
it's like the guy who saw you, he comes up to you and he's just like, you turned into a fridge in my house. And you're just like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you were in my house as a fridge, and I came back into my kitchen, and you were there. You were there laying on the ground, and I thought you were dead. I looked back, and then you turned into a fridge. I looked again, and then you turned back into you, so I brought you to the hospital. But then you turned into a fridge again. So they kicked you out onto the street, and you're here right now, and you're just like, you're like looking around, you're like, that never happened. What are you talking about? And he's like, no, you turned into a fridge. And then, like,
you turned into my fridge. And could you imagine, it's an old man. It's like, you turned into my fridge and you ate my food. How dare you eat an old man's food?
You drank all my milk. And you're just like, sir, I don't know who you are. I've never been in your house. You were a fridge in my house and you drank all my milk. Basically panic. And then you, like, wake up.
You ate my licorice.
You, like, wake up in a parking lot, and you just see, like, some black guy, like, next to you, and he's like, yo, dude, are you okay? And you're just like, where am I? And he's just like, I don't know, there was a fridge right here, but then you appeared here, and you're just like, what is this fridge fiasco? What's going on? Like, you have no idea that you're turning into a fridge.
Even if people tell you you're turning into a fridge, you'd be like, that's not right.
But then again,
there's no way.
you just think that everywhere you end up, you think that you purposely went there. So, like, when you wake up, you're just kind of like, you don't think that someone brought you there. You think that you brought yourself there, but you just don't remember. So yeah. It's just like this never-ending cycle of madness of people, like, telling you that you're a fridge, but you're just like, I'm not.
Yeah, what are, like, the worst things you could be to turn into self-conscious or, like, unconsciously, like... I feel like a Christmas tree would definitely be one of them, because they're putting ornaments on you, therefore, like, they're gonna get in your skin, like the hangers will, and you're gonna, like, bleed out. So that would hurt. What else? Like a knife.
Oh, dude, that thing, the enema thing? Like a douche? Or whatever? The thing you shove up your butt to clean it?
No! Could you imagine you transform inside? You kill the person.
It's like someone's just clean.
No, I don't want to think about it. Stop. Moving on. Not like a tire from a car. As soon as, like, oh no. Like, you're curled up. Like, as soon as, like, someone looks back and looks at you, like, they're at a tire change place, right? They're changing the tires on someone's car. They look at you. They look at the tire. They look back. All of a sudden, you're there, and you're, like, curled around the axle, and you're just like, please help me.
Yeah, like, every object that you turn into, you're not automatically placed on whatever, like a car or something. Like, if you turn into a car...
Oh, so if you turn into a tire, you just fall off the car.
No, if you turn into a tire, you're just gonna be a tire. Like, let's say you're gonna be a tire in a mechanic's, like, workshop or whatever. Yeah. And then someone comes in to get their tire replaced. They take you, and then they put you on the tire, like on the wheel.
Yeah.
And then when the person driving the car looks away and then turns back, they'll just see you like wrapped around the wheel.
Okay. Could you imagine there's someone's just driving by, right? Casually, all of a sudden there's a little kid that looks at your car. He looks at the tire, then gives you, like, a really questioning look. All of a sudden, you just hear, like, screams. So you stop the car. And then as you stop the car really hard, you hear more screams. You look out, and you see there's a dead person on your wheel. It's like, oh, no.
It's not even screams. It's just, like, your car bounces, and you have no idea what the hell is going on. And, like, then you feel the car tilting to one side. And then you get out and you look over to like your back left wheel and you see that your wheel is completely missing and you see a body just like laying a few feet back. And the guy just gets up and he's like, "Ah, dude, you need to learn how to drive better."
God, it's like bad Transformers. Could you imagine? Okay, so say it takes two people, right? So say two people make a car, right? No, bear with me on this one. Say two people make a car. So when they when they become human form again, they are stuck together.
Oh God, it's like a Siamese twins.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
That would be awful.
So just a truck driving by, and then just you look away, and then the truck just turns into like two different Siamese twins.
God. Okay, hold on. So what if? You and like some other random person, right?
Yeah.
On the earth. on the planet Earth.
On the earth.
You met them, right? And as soon as you go to shake their as soon as you come into contact with that person, you become a object with that person.
Wait, hold on, repeat that again.
Okay, so say you and one other random person on the earth, right?
Yeah.
You guys meet somehow. Right? Doesn't matter the means or anything. As soon as you make contact with that person, you turn into an object. And the only way someone can separate you is if they look at you, turn around, and look again. And then if you want to turn into that object, you have to make contact with that person.
You're going to a business meeting. And you need the hand. You
have to shake his hand. Just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it either. I know, but I have to shake your hand.
It's like, one of us is going to turn into an object. Let's just see who does.
No. It's both of you. It's both of you turn into an object combined.
Oh.
So if I shake your hand, and we're like, you know, the people, we both turn into like, I don't fucking know.
A coffee mug and an iPhone just welded together. It's like, whether you come up and you're like, all right, let's do this. You shake hands and then just like, pop. Poof.
No, it would turn into like a small sign or something like that. Like combine, you know? And someone would have to look at the sign, look away, look back, and then all of a sudden you'd separate.
If you've done it for such a long time, you can actually make the object whatever you want. So you make it a sign that you've written that says, just look away and look back, please. And then someone reads that sign, they look away, they look back, and they just see you, and you're like, thank you.
I feel like that could actually be kind of helpful, though. Like, if you're ever in, like, I don't know, if you ever decide to do, like, planned robberies or something like that, you could, like, steal the cash, right? And then all of a sudden, after you steal the cash, you could just be like, okay, ready to do this? You'd be like, yeah. So you slap each other's hand, you turn into a car in the parking lot.
But then who's going to change you back? You're going to be stuck as a car.
You just got to hope someone does it. You just gotta hope someone does it.
You pull off a bank robbery and then, oh look, you're just a car in a parking lot.
Someone is driving you as the car. So you have like a third person on the job, right? Whose sole job is to load the money in the car. And then drive the car.
Dude, that'd be... Like, there's a terrifying thing to think about in this situation is that, like... What if you turn into an object, but then you end up on, like, the side of a highway, and you get stuck?
Oh, jeez.
And you're just on the highway, like, rolling around
and
as
no one's
a
looking
plastic
at,
bag.
No one's, like, looking at you.
Yeah, no one looks at you, because no one looks at trash on the side of the highway. No, like, anyone, like, everyone can care less.
God, that would suck. Well, this is my life now. But you wouldn't have any conscious thoughts, so you wouldn't know. You'd just kind of be Nothing. Oh. Oh. That's great.
All right.
Okay, well, there's a just absolutely wrecked BMW in our school parking lot.
How the fuck does that happen, dude?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
He didn't even get that far and just boom.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is the guy has a junior pass. He shouldn't be in the senior parking lot.
Dude, juniors are parking in this parking lot, and like Skylar in my Latin class, she's just like, she got really angry one day because apparently the deans called her out because she parked somewhere in here that she wasn't supposed to because the juniors are taking up spots. And it's like, you assholes aren't supposed to be in here.
Yeah, alright, that's enough. Thank you guys for listening to our interesting, like, fake-o human transformer podcast.
What do we even call it? Human transformers?
I guess. Humans in disguise.
They're living amongst us. They're watching us. That's what they mean by Big Brother.
FBI, could you imagine?
FBI agents disguised as your furniture.
You literally just type in the word lolly, and all of a sudden you look at your couch, you look back, and then you just see an FBI agent just staring at you.
No, it's like you have a 2-story house, you're upstairs, you're like on your computer, and you're like, okay, time to go into some fun stuff, and you like look up that shit, and then all of a sudden you hear a bunch of crashing downstairs, and you're like, what was that? You go downstairs and you just see a bunch of FBI agents like laying on the floor, and they're all sitting like this with their head on their hands, and they're like, yeah, we need to talk. all your furniture is missing, and you just see all these FBI agents just sitting there like this, and they're like, we need to talk. And you're just kind of like sitting there, and you're like, heart's beating, you're like, oh no.
Oh no, no. Oh no, no, no. One of them has a baton like this. He's just like smacking it across his hand. Okay, that's enough. We need to end this. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have like a...
We need a topic. We need to talk about it.
We need to talk about a topic.
But anyways, right. We'll figure it out. Oh god, I'm gonna like vomit.